Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. Why would 11 of the most distinguished retired Air Force and Army officers, some former Air Force and Army chiefs, other air marshals, come to the defense of S.P. Tyagi, the former air chief now being interrogated by the CBI for his role in the Augusta Westland VVIP helicopter scam? Tonight, a very special guest, the man who led the Air Force to victory during the Kargil War, Air Chief Marshal Anil Yashwant Tipnis, retired, tells us why he believes Air Chief Marshal S.P. Tyagi is being framed. But first, this report.
Some of the most distinguished retired Air Force officers, most of them Air Marshals, coming out of Patiala House Court on Wednesday. Moments after Air Chief Marshal S.P. Tyagi had his CBI custody extended. The unabashed display of support comes at a time when CBI believes Tyagi had a direct role in changing the stipulated requirements for VVIP helicopters. A move that favoured Augusta Westland, the company that went on to win the 3,600 crore deal for 12 choppers. A deal that's now been cancelled after evidence emerged that a host of middlemen, including members of Tyagi's family, were trying to get this deal done.
Despite their unflinching support, evidence against Tyagi is strong. There's a clear mention of his role in documents submitted in the Italian court, though that's something the CBI will have to prove here at a court in Delhi.
Among documents submitted to the Italian court is a letter between the European middleman Hushke and Kristen Mikkel, which says 6 million euros were meant to go as bribes to the Indian Air Force, the deputy chief, the director general of maintenance, amongst others. And what is clear is that S.P. Tyagi met representatives of Augusta Westland with his cousins at least twice between January 2006 and January 2007 when he was serving as air chief. Support for the ex-serviceman has also come on social media. Messages on WhatsApp groups have gone viral. One of the messages says the air chief marshal is the head of an institution which secures the country from the enemy's aerial aggression. It's taken decades to build this heritage of repute and stature. It won't take days to destroy it.
At least a dozen or little more. It's just that there was not capacity enough in that court which was hearing his remand application. The question then is that if there was an open court where there was hundreds may have been there, because he is a popular chief.
Emotion versus hard fact. Was Tyagi involved? Were political leaders paid off? Is this a sordid tale of corruption or merely a battle between political parties, as veterans allege? With Vishnu Shom, Tanima Viswas for NDTV.
Well, joining us now, a very special guest, Air Chief Marshal Anil Yashwant Tipnis joins us now. Thank you, sir, very much for speaking to us. Is Air Marshal Tyagi the scapegoat in the middle of the battle between the Congress and the BJP?
Thank you for having me on your channel, Vishnu. Let me make it clear, first of all, I'm not here to defend Air Chief Marshal Tyagi, certainly not. But I certainly feel that his arrest, why what is necessary, is very important for the CBI to explain. Now, whether he is being a scapegoat or not, it is for the investigation to establish, not for me. But I will tell you the process in which any acquisition is made by the Air Force and the MOD together. Now, all of us know that in this particular instance, that is the acquisition of the VVIP helicopters, certain specifications had been set for meeting the VVIP helicopter conditions in which our political leadership would make use of this helicopter. Now, at some stage, these specifications were made to change. And it is alleged, apparently, according to the reports that I have heard in the media, that they were done at the instance of Air Chief Marshal Tyagi. Now, to me, who has been at the helm of affairs and who has seen these cases, you know, being put through the Ministry of Defense, it is absolutely absurd. No chief and service or no service headquarters can change any specifications unilaterally. In this particular instance, in any case, the need for change of specifications has not been prima facie initiated by Air Headquarters, but by the National Security Advisor through the Ministry of Defense.
So, Air Chief Marshal, let me ask
you. And the reason given was.
Yes. Sir,
certainly.
We've got lots of time, so let me ask you this, sir. While you say that it wasn't possible for any air chief to change the requirements in this particular deal, the Italian court documents have
unilaterally.
Right, correct. The Italian court documents have clear and repeated mention of Air Chief Marshal Tiaghi. There is correspondence between the middlemen where he is named as well. Isn't that an evidence or an indicator of possible guilt?
Vishnu, there are two distinct parts to this case. One is the money taking, and one is the the change of specifications as laid down initially. Now, as far as money taking is concerned, I don't know. If there is any money being taken, then certainly you establish it. After all, the people and the investigation that has been done and the conclusion that has been drawn is not by an Indian agency, but a foreign agency. Certainly, that is very strong grounds on which the CBI must proceed. But if they have got this money-taking charge, certainly put this gentleman in the dock.
So they're doing that, sir.
But as for the specification...
They are interrogating him.
Yes, but as for the specification... I beg your pardon?
So that's why he's
yes, they're interrogating him. Certainly,
sir, you're arguing...
But
I take your point. I completely accept the point that you're trying to make, that unilaterally one person cannot change the specifications. There is an entire process. It involves multiple individuals and multiple agencies. But
that
sir, that I actually have a document over here. It's from the Italian court.
Right.
And it mentions over here in the handwriting of one of the middlemen that 6 million euros was actually supposed to have been paid to the Indian Air Force. There's the Air Force chief, there is the deputy chief, there is the DG maintenance, and some other individuals as well. This is the handwriting of one of the middlemen in this particular deal. So is it enough for us to just stick to, can the Air Force chief unilaterally change qualitative requirements? Shouldn't we actually be looking at volumes of evidence which seem to exist against Air Chief Marshal Tiaghi?
But of course you must do that. The Air Force would want it. All veterans would want it. Certainly I want it. If there is even a slightest suspicion of misdoing by the former Air Chief, it must be investigated. So that is a separate issue altogether. Where did he get that money? How did he get that money? He has to explain.
So,
and if he is not able to explain, then take action against him.
But then why are you... Why are you defending him then, sir, at this stage, just on this one ground?
I am not defending him.
Because
I am quite... No, I am... Sir... Young Vishnu, I am not defending him. I am questioning the need to arrest a personality like him.
Okay.
He has not interfered, with the proceedings of the CBI for the last 4 years. He has cooperated fully. He has, if at all he was able to interfere with this investigation, he would have done it earlier. Now, if the arrest is, press charges against him, then press those charges. What is the investigation that is continuing? And what was the need for arrest? That is all my question on this.
So, sir, let me ask
you
this.
As far as the other thing is concerned, so let me just please continue.
Yeah,
if he is, you're implicating other people, from the Air Force, how is that they have not been arrested? They have not been questioned?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what is happening there. Secondly,
They are being questioned now,
is,
sir. So a matter of fact.
Okay, fair enough.
Not just in the Air Force, but several of the bureaucrats are being questioned by the CBI, including former defense secretaries and the like. They're also going to be questioned. So it's not just him being targeted per se. I mean, that's one line of argument.
No, perfect. Then I'm very happy to hear that. I'm really happy to hear that.
So, sir, but I must
because
ask you this.
Any wrongdoing...
I must ask you this, sir. Isn't it strange that a serving Air Force chief would meet representatives of a company trying to push through a deal to win a 3,006 crore contract when he's a serving Air Force chief? There are dates which are mentioned in this, sir.
See, if you know, what you have to say is that has he met them socially? Has he met them specifically? Has he met them in the open? You know, we meet people of all sorts all the time.
Sir, now, if there is a 3,600 crore rupee deal being negotiated, would you as an Air Force chief have met representatives of this company along with your cousin brothers who are also a part of that company in trying to push that deal through?
Is it an exclusive meeting?
Sir,
is it an exclusive meeting?
Yes, sir, it was an exclusive
meeting. These three, the company representatives?
No, sir, it was a meeting.
Or
in
is
the
it
gates.
In a social function?
Sir, there were multiple meetings, not just one, sir. There were multiple meetings, including the cousin.
It is there, sir.
And the names of the hotels where they were meeting is also mentioned. Go ahead, sir.
Vishnu, certainly such meetings are questionable. If you're asking me, no, I would not have done it. Now, the question here is, you know, I don't know how much the former air chief, was aware of the fact that his cousins are actually dealing with this case. And if he was aware of it, then certainly he should have been far more circumspect in allowing himself to be in a meeting along with his cousins with the manufacturers or the dealers, certainly.
Sir, let me also
that
point
one
out.
To question,
sure.
And he needs to justify, certainly.
Again, sir, in 2006, after I believe he'd stopped being chief,
yes.
he'd taken the hospitality of Augusta in going to Italy, going to a particular opera and things like that. Now, I'm not sure there is anything necessarily wrong with taking hospitality of anyone if it's publicly disclosed and the like. But isn't it unusual that he would do this at a stage when that deal had still not been closed?
Well, certainly, I mean, if the investigation establishes that, if they have got enough evidence to do that, they can prove it, then certainly he has to be questioned under what circumstances did he do such a thing. I'm not saying don't investigate. It must be investigated. There is no doubt on that at all.
Air Chief Marshal, you know, there's a CAG
what?
Report
oh,
as
the,
well.
The,
There's a CAG report
sir,
as
just,
well.
The what report?
Sir, there is a
Comptroller General report
as well, which is...
Auditor General.
Yes, sir. And this is a CAG report. It's an agency of the government that a lot of us trust. And it is damning towards Air Chief Marshal Tyagi and the Indian Air Force at large. For example, it says the cost benchmark by the contract negotiating committee was much higher than the offered price, offering no room for negotiation. And I'll just read out one more point. I've got about 15 of them. The CAG report points out that the lowering of the altitude requirement was against the operational requirement of the procured helicopters, especially in many areas of the north and northeast of India. In addition, the single vendor situation remained even after lowering the altitude requirement, because of which AW101 of Augusta Westland was selected. So there was only one operator left in contention initially. That was changed to allow more operators. And when more operators were allowed to compete, it still ended up being a one-man show. That one-man show was AW101, Augusta Westland. Isn't that curious, sir?
Very strange. Indeed, very strange. And I would have expected, you know, that the reason continuing with this load specification, I expect that it is on official files, certainly in the minutes of meetings that have been taken place. If not, the National Security Advisor, from where the requirement actually originated, the Ministry of Defense, where the entire thing was evaluated and scrutinized, they also need to be examined. And I would tell you that if at all in these things, generally, you know, let me first of all tell you, Vishnu, it is an open secret that in defense deals, you know, people have gained. And their political parties, whichever political party is in power, so it is suspected. But if that's, you know, if anybody is to be in cahoots with any political party, it is the bureaucrats. Now, as far as in this instance is concerned, if at all Air Chief Marshal Tyagi has been involved, I would tell, you know, what my reading of this is, if at all he's involved in this, then Probably what has happened is the Tyagi cousins have taken advantage of their relationship with the chief.
You're not saying it directly, sir. You're being very diplomatic in your answer. I understand your defense.
No. I'm not diplomatic, sir. I'm telling you very straight.
Are politicians involved? If you believe a serving Air Force chief is incorruptible, were politicians involved in this particular deal, in the scam part of this deal?
If there has been money exchanged, I expect it is a possibility. How can I just indict them? It is a possibility, and only an investigator can establish it.
Okay.
So I'm trying to tell you
yes.
that if this has happened, and this is, then, you know, when the decision has been taken, if at all monies have changed place at that time or are going to be changed, it is at that level. And then later on, you know, the Tyagi cousins say, hey, listen, this deal is going through. They are telling you to change those specifications. Why don't you just be as it is?
So, sir,
that is one aspect. The other thing is they have acted. No, one minute, just let me continue, Vishnu.
Yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, which seems to be even more likely to me, is the Tyagi cousins have said that, listen, we have persuaded, without actually doing so, persuaded the Air Chief to say, okay, he accepts these change conditions. Now, whether Tyagi was a party to this decision, I don't know.
Okay.
That, you know, because he was persuaded by Tyagi.
So perhaps the Tyagi cousins, you're trying to say, sir, made claims which, naming Air Chief Marshal Tyagi, who wasn't directly involved. But one more point, sir, because I'm running out of time. Here is a
but
quote.
But saying that, listen, they have influenced him, but saying that they have influenced him.
Whether he actually was influenced or not,
you know, those specifications.
Right, there's no proof. So one last question to you. Here is a part of the Italian judgment. And let me quote from the judge.
Right.
He says, can we seriously think that Giulio Tyagi could have taken such an initiative and formulated such a proposal for Guido Hashka and Carlo Gerosa without having had a previous agreement with all the members of the family and above all of Shashi Tyagi, who was the real Trump who would give support to the entire family? This is a translation, and it's an accurate translation of what the court felt of the role, of the potential role of Air Chief Marshal Tyagi. Why are you not considering any of this, sir? I mean, at one level you're defending the office.
You're defending the office, sir. Vishnu, please. Vishnu, I am not sitting in judgment. Okay. I don't have all that evidence in front of me. I am just telling you my essential issue is the need to arrest Air Chief Marshal Tyagi. I am not talking at all about the fact whether he is guilty or not guilty. That is to be proven. And if he is guilty, I hold no candle for him. I hold no brief for him.
But right, sir. I understand that you mean to be unbiased in this particular case. Absolutely, that is entirely your prerogative.
Absolutely.
And indeed of the 10 or 11 others. But sir...
Vishnu, just last one comment. Last comment, please.
Of course.
You know, a chief, whether he is retired or he's in chair, is actually the face, the character and the ethos of the Air Force. You know, any slight that may be made to him, you know, is a grievous injury to the service. So unless there is absolute proof that there is guilt involved, be very, very circumspect in how you proceed against the personality, the institute of the service chief. That is all that I'm saying.
Fair enough, sir. I think you make that point very, very clear. And thank you very much for coming and speaking to us. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to continue with this at this stage. Joining us, Tom Barakan, spokesperson of the Congress, and GVL Narasimha Rao of the BJP. And I believe Air Vice Marshal Kapil Kak will be joining me as well. I'm yet to get the line through with him. Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, you know, I think that last comment of the former Air Chief is important. It's the institution that he's concerned about. And he was very careful to keep saying that, look, I'm not defending Tyagi, I'm defending the institution. I think that's what he was trying to do over there. You know, this is something we don't talk about enough. And we'll talk about Congress and BJP, we'll talk about corruption and who may be involved. But the hurt to the institution when they see a serving chief being dragged to the CBI, even though he was willing to be questioned, it's something that one needs to understand, because sentiment at one level is part of how the armed forces operate.
Vishnu, I think it's also important to ensure that you don't have a former Air Force chief under a cloud, and who has been accused of having used his cloud to really swing the deal in favor of a particular supplier. I think this is what a foreign court has stated in judgment. It is extremely disturbing. So it's important that the due process of law in India runs its course and gives an opportunity to him to prove himself to be innocent. I think otherwise this kind of stigma will remain. It's worse to have an institution with a stigma rather than have a due process of law in the country where he has a fair opportunity to prove himself to be innocent.
I agree with you. I think if there is any evidence or a shred of corruption in the armed forces or any other institution, that needs to be cleaned up. But Mr. Barakan, let me ask you this. Here is that piece of paper. This is a page of this document, page 9 of the order itself. And, you know, it says Air Force, and then it says right below Paul, one assumes that's politicians. There's AP, which is mentioned. Some people have asked whether this is Ahmed Patel they're referring to. Then they've referred to FAM, F-A-M, without actually mentioning who it is, and 15 to 16 million euros. So the accusation or the allegation, interpretation, misinterpretation, call it what you want, is that the Gandhis were somehow directly or indirectly involved. How do you respond to this, sir?
Let me state two cases. You had the former Air Force chief here.
Yeah.
I heard him out.
Yeah.
The ground reality is August 19, 1999, the IAF proposed the replacement. The principal secretary to Vajpayee ji sent out a note to the then Air Force chief.
No, but sir, you are not.
Now, I'm giving you the dates.
I've got the dates, but I'm asking you about
I'm getting to it. You need to have the background before you get into the whole thing. 22-12-2003, the principal secretary wrote to the Air Chief. And what did he say? He said, the height must be reduced from 6,000 meters to 4,500 meters. This is not Tom Vadakkan. This is not the International Congress. This is documented.
Wrong. Please read it.
No, just keep quiet. Please.
Misinterpreting.
No, this is not misinterpretation.
No,
this is factual. This is factual.
No, you read
this.
This
is not a lie.
If you have a document, read it.
I have a document. I'm giving you. No, come on.
You read it.
No, you lie. I'm sorry. You are surviving on a white lie.
No, I think
you are fixing the former
GVL, sir. GVL, sir.
For your convenience, I charge you.
He said
you are
trying.
No, Mr. Vadakkan, let's not get personal. And Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, you also don't get personal. Please continue your point. Mr. GVL Narasimha Rao, you have the option of answering in a moment from now. Please be patient. Go ahead, Mr. Vadakkan.
I'm giving you
quickly
the date.
Make your point. Yes.
22-12-2003, the letter was written to the Air Chief. Reduction of the height was done at that phase. The documents can be checked. Now, two, three questions you raised. The Bharatiya Janata Party, I'm accusing them directly, talked about a diary. It is not the Bharatiya Janata Party per se. It is their spokesman. And who is the source that they talk about, the high source that has been said? Why doesn't the CBI spokesman come out and give a document and say, yes, we are saying this, but this is total planned,
sir,
because there is no diary.
No, but sir, you've not answered, sir. Here is this Italian, this is handwriting of one of the middlemen. It
did you translate
AP. Yes, sir. We had somebody translate it for us.
I have translated documents
and
of this.
Somebody who
and
actually speaks fluent Italian and has covered many of the cases in Italy.
Vishnu, I'm also giving you an established fact.
Yes.
They have used the word of our political secretary's name unnecessarily.
Okay.
Because I know.
So that's your response.
Keeping our kind of, integrity, we will not expose the other army men, ex-army men, whose name is represented by AP.
So there is also a letter from Giuseppe Orso, the former CEO of Augusta Westland, written from prison, where he said, call Monti or Ambassador Terracciano on my behalf to call Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. The implication is that a jail CEO believed he had enough clout to call the Prime Minister of a country.
That is one side of the assumption. Now, the so-called note which you are holding is reportedly, there is a signed affidavit by Mr. Sims, which says that this is a plant by the prosecution. The two cases...
A plant by the... It appears in the
Italian
order.
Italian prosecution.
It appears in the order.
But they have said that they are not taking that as cognizance. Okay. That's precisely why I'm saying this.
Okay, GVL Narasimha Rao, respond to a lot of what Mr. Varakan has said. Yes.
No, Vishnu, this contract was awarded in 2010, and this particular tender was floated when the UPA was in power, and the UPA's their own defense minister was overruled because on file he had made certain recommendations which were overruled. There was a complete subversion of the tendering
wild
process.
Suggestion.
This company, Augusta Westland, let me complete.
You're leading.
No, let him ask him to keep quiet.
Garden
please
path.
Ask him to keep quiet.
Mr. Varakan,
please ask him to keep quiet.
Let him make his point. See, yes.
So, you see, this company was not even eligible. They were not a manufacturer, original equipment manufacturer. No field trials were carried out in India. Anthony wanted field trials in India, but they were conducted abroad. So there was subversion. Even a person like Anthony, defense minister, was not able to get his way through. Certainly very powerful forces in the government or outside the government were influencing all the decisions. And some of the media reports now say even the cabinet committee on security was subverted. And the middlemen had access to all the discussions that were going on in the CCS.
Okay, so
and
this is all
everyone
been
knows which family. It was only the Gandhi family that
but
had
again,
influence over
sir, there has been,
Manmohan Singh government.
In a court of law
we
in
are
India
sending
that says
notices
that.
To stations,
yes.
To your
yes,
spokesman.
But
then
the mention of
our
the name of Mrs. Gandhi appears.
Trying to
the
put
name
out
of Mrs. Gandhi appears
will
in the 225-page
don't
judgment.
Don't use names. The family could be some
name
family
of Mrs.
in
Gandhi,
your NDA. Don't
the
dare do a thing
Mrs.
like that.
Gandhi,
when
the
you
name
say
of Mrs.
AP,
Gandhi appears in the Italian judgment.
What are they saying? You document... It says
they
were...
No, they have mentioned it in four
otherwise, they
places.
Would have been asked for interrogation.
Okay, all right, gentlemen. We are out of time. It's a half an hour program. I'm out of time. But there is a lot of mention of a lot of names over there in the Italian judgment. And perhaps we need to look beyond just this issue of the height of the helicopter, because that's a very simple argument, whether it happened, how it happened, when it happened. The bulk of the argument and the evidence might in fact be in what has been uncovered in Italy. How much of that has been looked at by the CBI? We are out of time. Thanks very much for being with us.